I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So the guy is twitching on the ground, savage.
Oh, this was unbelievable.
Can someone explain to me? You wonder, I've always said they don't care about these guys at all. Their brains, their CTE, their dementia, their memory loss. They don't care. What they care about, this is my opinion, they care about not being sued, the league, and their coffers, their big, deep pocket coffers. So when you saw that guy twitching on the field, like having an epileptic seizure, right? Isn't that pretty much what it looked like? Do you can you even fathom that he went back in the game?
That guy shouldn't have even been on the sideline anymore.
How did they let him back on the football field? Because he said he wanted to go in. Like, are you kidding me? Shouldn't the player have no rights to say how he feels? Because you know he's lying.
And just as bad was O'Brien after the game saying, "I just coached the team." You know, they tell me he goes back in, he goes back in. Good line from
O'Brien. How about being a man for once in your life and just saying, I'm not letting my guy go back in the game under any circumstances. He was just having a seizure on the football field. Can we not have a guy die in the NFL after brain trauma? I mean, are you kidding me? You have got to be kidding me. Seriously, did you see that? Even 34C, who never watches sports, ever. This morning she got up and like they showed it on like Good Morning America, this guy like twitching on the field.
That's why she saw it.
She saw it and she said, oh my God, what's with the guy that was having the seizure? What happened to him? She's like, they let that guy play because he went back in the game.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
I thought it was a disgrace.
It really is. It really is a disgrace.
Because all they talk about is player safety.
They're lying.
That's all they talk
I've
about.
I've always told you they don't care about anything except money. They do not care about players at all. It's the greatest lie ever. Once they retire and move on, the only time they care about them is when they have like Old Timers Day or when they have a Ring of Honor Day or when they have a Hall of Famer come back to, you know, have a ceremony. It's all fake and phony. All they care about, trust me, you, is the games and money. Trust me, and every game is the greatest game ever played and the craziest finish ever, like the Steelers-Ravens last night. The greatest game you've ever seen until next week when 11 of the games top that game because it's always something crazy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.